Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Legendary Becker. Sometimes I feel like Axel. Chop competition like a martial arts master. Blaze through the streets with the strength of a dragon. Gotta stop the boss even if we wreak havoc. Video game rap, no, not that same trap. I'm so retro. I remember those days staying up watching my Uncle Decky play the Nintendo. Hey, Becker, we bought. I'm playing Star Fox and I got it for the N64. Dreamcast, make it last. Won't ever sell that. Yeah, I promise I will not let go. Blow the cartridge. Me and Marjorie used to play Battleground, Tony Hawk Underground 2. How I'm getting stunts. Do what I say. When I press A, you jump. You need bigger. The bars got you in Bioshock. Came back one time, but you died twice. That's the real definition of a half-life. When you speak to me, you only half right. It's early in the morning, but I'm playing Fortnite. It's the legend of Becker. Will you be so kind? Leave rubies on my table. Fairy tale chain on my neck, playing Fable. So many video games, we don't need cable. I'm an angel, but right now the combat evolved. Mortal Kombat, you all. No close calls, the gear was special. Hit them with the twisted metal. Sly Cooper, how we came and stuck in the sector. Video game rap, no, not that same trap. I'm so retro. I remember those days staying up, watching my Uncle Decky play the Nintendo. Hey, Becker, we bought. I'm playing Star Fox, and I got it for the N64. Dreamcast, make it last. Won't never sell that. Yeah, I promise I will not let go. Blow the cartridge.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Earth Mac, the mad scientist, and we are here at the Orange Phoenix morning show. I am so glad you guys was able to hang out
so you already knew we were
this morning. And of course, I got my boy Rick Rob, otherwise known as Thanos Rick. What is the word, Thanos Rick?
Nothing, my man. Just, you know, enjoying this lovely morning. How you doing, man? How you feeling? You all right?
I am feeling great. It's been a great, great week, man. You know, this has been a week of trailers and all kinds of good stuff. So I'm pretty happy about that. Pretty happy about that, man. What about you? What's been going on with you in the past few days?
Man, past few days just staying busy, you know, trying to get stuff done around the house and stay current with my geek news, you know, which I'm looking forward to our Stranger Things topic. You know, I really am. So,
man,
I've been having withdrawals. So right now I'm binge watching seasons 1, 2, and 3. You know, so, but yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. So,
bro, I am too, bro. I'm telling you right now, it's just a great thing, man. Shout out to the listeners out there, Kenny G. What's going on? There's been a lot of premieres showing up, especially today. I'm looking on Netflix, man, and I see Jupiter's Legacy has jumped on Netflix. So I'm actually going to watch that. Of course, I said a few days ago that I finished Invincible. Have you watched Invincible yet, Thanos Rick?
Not yet, man. I've been busy with stuff, but I will get to it.
Yeah, and also Yasuke. Yasuke, that's created, I want to say created by LaShawn Thomas, but he definitely has some work on it, about the only black samurai in feudal Japan. Mm-hmm. And they name him Sasuke. So you definitely want to check that out. I mean, obviously, it is anime, so they embellished a little bit. You know, there's some mecha and all that stuff and magic being used. But the legend of Yasuke still remains there. So I haven't finished it yet. There's certain things, especially in the first episode, that actually kind of catches your attention, that actually happened in real life. You know, because, you know, in ancient Japan, they never seen, you know, a black man before. They thought he was just covered in mud and stuff like that. So like, he basically has servants try to wash him, basically, and he's like, no, this is my regular skin. He's like, oh, that's interesting, that's fascinating. And from that point, you know, they start training him in the art of the samurai and then dressing him in garbs. He had his own house and stuff like that. Eventually he was a highly regarded samurai. It's crazy. It's crazy. But Stranger Things, man. I am going through withdrawals too, bro. Like the perfect blend of 80s goodness with intrigue, suspense. It was just, I will say this is probably one of the most, if not the most successful Netflix series. Period. It's Stranger Things. What you think?
I mean, it has to be the most successful. I mean, you know, this is, I have older siblings just like you. And, you know, when they say, well, hey, you know, I love this show. It brings me back because of, you know, the culture, you know, the things they were wearing, the music, you know, just stuff like that. And it's a very original story. We've never seen a story like this before. So I like it because it's original and it's great. You know, characters are great, great script writing. It's funny. You know, it grabs you. So it's the full package, man. It's the full package. So
it is, man. I think it catapulted a good bit of young actors into other movie roles, like Caleb McLaughlin. You know, he just did Concrete Cowboy with Idris Elba.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
His claim to fame is really Stranger Things. That's his claim to fame, like it's Stranger Things. I mean, I feel like, and then also he was in a new edition. He's also in a new edition biopic, you know, as, you know, the younger version of New Edition, like when they were kids. So that was cool. So, I mean, like the whole nostalgic feel of it, man, it just really, really, really good. I really want to introduce Queen to it. And, you know, see, I feel like she will enjoy it just as much as I do, because a lot of people they've never seen Stranger Things has a different perception of it. They think it might be a horror type series, which is not. It's far from it.
I mean, there are definitely some tense moments, some tense scene, you know, may have you a little jumpy, but I mean, it's not a rated R gory, scary movie. I mean, it ain't Candyman. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know, it's definitely a good show, great show. And remember, E, we saw him at Comic Con. Remember?
Yeah, remember at Denver Comic Con a few years back. That's where we met Caleb McLaughlin. Yeah, and
I remember just people just lining up, excited to see him. I'm like, okay, this guy's a star. This kid's a star. And it's, you know, his dad was there, and I just remember seeing the crowd. I'm like, okay, I get it. This kid's gonna be a star. He's a star. So it's good times, man. It's great times. So
yeah, no doubt about it, man. He was just a real cool down to earth kid. Now there have been rumors though circling that he may be Static Shock in a live movie. I did hear rumors about that. I did hear it. Like, he can pull it off. He can pull it off. You know, what's going on, Maxwell 3278? And I see my girl Detroit Blue has showed up in the studio here. Like, you know, she's getting herself together. You know, she's going to be here momentarily. But yeah, what, you have your reservations about it? You don't think he should play Static Shock?
I mean, it's not that he can't. I just can't see it.
Ah. Gotcha.
Can't see it. I mean, if they can pull it off, make it work, you know, sure. I mean, you know, I'm not against the young brother, but I don't know.
That's true. Well, yeah. Okay. So, put it like this. In Concrete Cowboy, right? In Concrete Cowboy, I still saw him as, you know, the kid from Stranger Things, right? But one of his first lines when he was talking to his mom, I'm like, okay. This ain't the same guy. This ain't the same kid. So I think he can pull it off. I mean, it just takes a little bit of range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of range. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we have Detroit Blue up in here. Detroit Blue, what is going on? Because I know you've been out and about. To see you back.
Just a little, you know, a little busy stuff going on. Life happens.
Uh-huh. And she's breaking up.
Happy Friday.
Yep. And you're broken up a little bit.
Am I breaking up?
You are. You are.
I'm sitting still.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. We don't know what to say.
The world is paying.
Like, call us back. Try again. Try again. But yeah, I mean, so petty. She says petty. But yeah, like Thanos Rick, man, I would say he can pull it off though, man. But here's the thing about this trailer of Stranger Things. It seems like it's going to go more into 11's storyline versus the other kids, which I'm very much interested in 11, like where she come from, what's her origin story, what is going on. But we just know she has said abilities, but that's all you get.
Well, you know, if you remember in season 2 when they had brought in the other character that has abilities, I thought that was pretty cool to see. You know, there's another person like 11 that has powers. So I think they're going to bring in more superpowered kids, which can really be a fascinating story if they play it right. Mm-hmm. If they play it right. I mean, I can envision fight scenes, battle scenes, all kind of crazy stuff, you know, in season 4. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I can see that happening. And they may bring What's-Her-Face back too from season 2, which, you know, I think that would be dope. I think that would be dope. Plus, if it's true what they say, that this may be the last season of Stranger Things, then I think they should tie up loose ends. What do you think?
Yeah, they got to tie up loose ends. They got to make sure. I don't know if they can pull off of season 5. I think this fourth season, I don't want it to be, I feel like it should be.
Right,
the final season, because these kids have grown up. Like, the, you know, it was certain themes in each season, right? So like season 1, the kids was playing like Dungeons and Dragons, they was playing like the board game, right? You had all this 80s nostalgia all over the place. And then the second season, you saw them going to the arcades,
right?
You know, that's our time period, you know. Then the third season, you see the debut of the mall.
Yeah.
And now these kids get a little bit older, you know, they start liking people of the opposite sex, and you know, you start getting that little vibe off, and then here you go with season 4. I feel like season 4 should be the end all.
I mean, you can still keep the 80s nostalgia, cuz I mean, if you think about it, the first season I believe was in what, 84? So yeah. If you follow the years, season 4 should be around what, 87 88,
roundabout. So, yeah,
so you can still have that 80s theme, but it'll have to match that year, that time period, you know? Yeah, I mean, sure, I mean, you could do, I don't know, up until 1990, sure.
Yeah,
if you want, but I don't know. I mean, how far can you stretch the story? Because, you know, again, I'm envisioning the big bad monster that we saw, that we kept seeing since season 1. That might be the final big fight, I think. So picture just a group of 11's peers with superpowers fighting the big bad monster. Imagine that.
Man, dude, I am all for that, man. You already know I'm about that, about 11's life, man. 11 is probably one of my favorite characters. And of course, now there's another female character. She escapes my mind because her and Caleb McLaughlin's character are together. Like, they're a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right, right, right. The redhead girl.
Yeah, 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 the redhead. Like, she's tough as nails, man. Like, she's tough as nails. But you see that she befriends 11 eventually, and they'll go from there. But I, if you haven't seen Stranger Things, listeners, you have to see Stranger Things. You gotta see that, man. That's like one of the best shows on Netflix, if not the best show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with that one.
Yeah, period. Troy Blue says, I'm not gonna. Okay. So, Detroit Blue is a very hard critic. Like, okay, she told me she saw the trailers and it didn't seem to interest her. I mean, listen.
Well, Troy, have you seen an episode? You know, have you, and if you have, what's your issue on it? What's wrong
with
your opinion? I want to know. Now I'm curious.
The people wants to know, did you watch at least the first episode, season one? Exactly. She said no.
Come on, Detroit. How are you going to just sit there and hate? You ain't even been in the club yet. You hating.
Yeah. You hate from outside the club.
Come on, Detroit.
Like, peek inside, man. Look. Watch the first episode, at least. The first. Just watch the first episode and then give us your take on it after the fact. That's it. Just watch the first episode, man. We are saying that. Now, mind you, I said the same thing. I mean, like, when I saw the trailer, I'm like, the trailer didn't really, you know, come across me as interesting. But then I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, crap. What is this? I'm going to keep watching it. Next thing you know, it, like, hours have passed. I'm like, I just binge watched this thing. And I think it came out on July the 4th, too. Like, one of the seasons came out on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I think that was the third season, I believe.
Yeah.
Because I think the first two came out, what, around Halloween, right?
Roundabout, yeah. Roundabout. Like, yeah. October time frame, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, again, I mean, the story hasn't tackled the other children.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, except for one. And this new trailer, there's several other children.
So there's other children.
What happened to them? What's going on with them? So I think this last season, I think you'll see more of them. I think.
I hope so.
Can you hear me now? But can you hear me
now? I hope so, man. And then, but we didn't get a premiere date, though. Like, when I saw the trailer, it did not give me a date. It just did this teaser trailer where they show the kids and everything, and you see 11's, you know, the number 11 on the door. Obviously, that's 11, and that's it. It just went to black.
Well, I think they're still, I don't think they're quite finished with the season yet. Because remember, it's been delays. And,
yeah,
you know,
COVID, yeah.
COVID, so I think they're still filming and still doing editing. So, it might not come until next year. Maybe, spring.
Man.
I mean,
you know what?
Christmas, spring. I'm willing to bet either Christmas time, end of the year, or spring.
If it's coming out next year, just don't give me the trailer. If it's gonna come out next year, I don't want to get all this and then like, oh yeah, it comes out 2022. Really? We're still in 2021. I gotta wait months and months and months. And then of course, you know, it ain't gonna come out in January. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, spring. Nah, I hope they don't hit us with that.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Detroit Blue,
and
are
I'm,
you in the building?
I'm still not going to watch it.
Whoa.
Detroit.
Watch Detroit. The first episode. First season. That's it.
Detroit, don't be like that. Don't be like that.
Don't do it.
Don't be like that.
No.
Everybody partying in the club and we just see Detroit Blue's eyeballs like from outside through the window. They see what's going on.
And hating. And I'm all hate from outside too. Yes.
Detroit is free entry. Come on in.
It's free entry.
No,
the bouncer
no.
already moved to the
no.
side.
No. I don't like the music. I'm not coming.
You don't like the music?
I don't like the music. I'm not coming in.
What music?
You said it's a club. I don't like the music at the club.
Wow. All right. Wow. Wow. Right. What kind of music do you like, man? DJ, drop the beat.
We just had this talk the other day, E, because there was a whole conversation amongst our friend group about the fact that people can't quite decipher what I like because they feel like I just don't like anything. And I like a ton of stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You
so
like
I don't understand. I love documentaries. I do. I like stuff like Back to the Future. I am not into anything horror. I am not into anything. Like karate stuff never interested me growing up. Anything Western really didn't interest me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So like when people talk about a lot of the stuff that was from back in the day or looks like back in the day, if it looks like any of that, like, I don't care. I'm not watching it. I'm not interested. And there was nothing about Stranger Things that I was like, oh, that looks awesome. Like, there was nothing that compelled me about it.
Man. Hold on, Detroit. So, you don't care about stuff from back in the day, but yeah, you like Back to the Future. Interesting.
No, it's a very specific, what I said was, I don't like karate stuff, scary stuff, ninja stuff from back in the day. But I love, like for instance, and I treat them like they're very separate, although I just said I don't like ninja stuff. Like, I didn't watch, like, what was it, Three Ninjas? Like that, like stuff, like, I know we're going to talk about the movie night later. But, like, watching Sidekicks, like, I never would have watched, like, I never watched it, and I still would never have seen it if it wasn't for the movie night, because that just was not in my wheelhouse. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I loved, and I'm super excited about that. But they were different, and they didn't get bundled into, like, people that put on costumes. Like, I barely saw Karate Kid growing up.
Huh. Okay.
Man.
All right.
But I loved movies. So a lot of the movies, and E is going to hate this part, a lot of the movies that I love involve music.
She likes musicals.
But not even just musicals. Like, some of my favorite movies are, like, one of my favorite top, besides Purple Rain because of my love of Prince, my next two favorite movies of all time, Flashdance and The Blues Brothers.
That's your classic movies, though. The Blues Brothers is pretty damn classic.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Those were movies that even as like an 8-year-old, I was watching them all the time.
Okay.
No.
Well.
I send this to Detroit this morning. I'm like, do you hate me? Do you enjoy tormenting me? Like, this. Do you enjoy this? Maxwell says she doesn't like the majority of the things her friends like. But this can be used to your advantage if you're her friend. Bring every potential girlfriend around her and you will at least get the truth. So,
wow. That's because his Hot Boy Summer is canceled.
Wow.
His Hot Boy Summer is canceled. I am absolutely going to get the truth because at some point, either they are going to, the friend, the girlfriend, the whatever, is either going to drastically agree with me on something and you're going to be shocked, like, oh my God, I can't believe that I've been talking to this girl that doesn't like all the things I love. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to run across somebody that is into all the things that you love and she is going to disagree with me probably. And then you'll be like, oh my God, she's amazing. This is great. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I had a coworker that told me that no two things about me made sense to him. He knew that I loved the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And so one day he needed to get in my car because he was like walking back from lunch and I was driving past him. And I was like, just jump in the car. We'll drive back to the office. He jumps in the car and I'm playing Redman. And he was like, what? But you love the Beach Boys. So I would never have guessed you'd be listening to this. Mm-hmm. But I do.
You are a plethora of nonsense. You're like just a ball of nonsense because it like there's no okay, but that's the very unique thing about Detroit Blue. So you can't really put her in a box to say
not going this in the box.
She's not going in the box. Obviously, she's staring from outside the club. Obviously, she's doing that, and she's happy about doing that. But you know,
Other part is most people would be like, oh my God, I'm outside the club. Well, let me get it together so I can be inside the club like everybody else. And I'm like, I'm going to start this party out on the street. Forget y'all in the club.
See, that's that stuff I'm talking about right there. Yeah. Just can you do us a favor?
No.
Can you please watch the first episode of the first season of Stranger Things, then come back to me? Yes, I understand about the trailers because the trailer didn't really appeal to me like that neither. But when I watched the first episode, I was like, oh crap. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, six episodes later, I was like, oh crap, it's 7:00.
But y'all are going to be upset when I tell you I still don't like it.
No, I won't.
I don't know, Detroit. I really believe if you gave it a chance, I really do think you would like it. I really do.
Yes. Yes.
Rob, were you present for my review of The Last Dragon?
He was not. And for the love of God, don't do it.
Okay, hold on.
You do not want to know.
So, that is a perfect example of the fact that when I tell you what I think about it after I watch it.
Hold on, Detroit. I want to hear Detroit explain this review. Just briefly. No need to go in full detail. Just
I won't do my brief summary is the fact that I did not like it. I could have gone the rest of my life without ever seeing it. That clearly Shona was going to lose the battle and everybody should have known it because he didn't wear his shoulder pads that day. And overall, the movie could have been like a TV show episode and it did not need to be a whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Okay, well. Detroit,
like, I only watched it because the Geek Corner was like, oh my God, we can't believe that you've never seen it. You gotta watch it. And so I went ahead. I was pseudo-forced to watch it. So I watched it. Then, maybe like 2 weeks later, the Geek Corner found out that I also had not seen a single Rocky movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, over time, I eventually have watched 5 out of 6 of the Rocky movies. And the reason people got upset was because I had seen Creed 1 and Creed 2 and had never watched any Rocky movie. So I watched Rockies 1 through 5. And my summary of that, as I was watching them, the brief summary of that is everything I needed to know about Rocky, I already knew because it was a part of pop culture and I did not need to watch those 5 movies.
Mm. You notice the silence Thanos Rick has? He's processing all this.
Well, with regards to Rocky, I don't care about Rocky, to be honest with you. But The Last Dragon? Yeah.
There was nothing about that movie where I was like, oh my God, I missed this my whole life. There was nothing. And I love Vanity because of Prince reasons. And I still was like, nope. Didn't need to see it ever.
You've already said that you don't like karate movies. So you know what? I get it. I get that. That's not your thing. Okay.
There was nothing about, and that's why I kept trying to say, like, this is not in my wheelhouse. And it's not like, oh, I've seen a bad one and I don't. It's nothing about the genre appeals to me.
Right.
Like, literally, like, kind of the fight scene with the crazy 88s in Kill Bill is a part of that movie I never needed to see.
Right.
Like, that whole, like, battle with 88 people, but we're going to address you 1 or 2 at a time. Like, that just, it's stupid. I don't like it. Throw it away.
Well, actually, she was attacking 4 because only in a group battle, only 4 people can really attack you at once. Front, back, side to side. That's it.
It's 88 of us. We need to just jump you and murder you and be done.
Yeah, but she took on 4 at a time. Like, it's 4, then 4, then 4 at that point. So you can't have a 5th person because the 5th person ain't going to get in there.
Why not?
No. Besides,
why are we fighting fair?
True. Now, I will say this now. When you have somebody with a katana blade slicing people up, you're not be gung-ho and jumping into that fight. Especially if she's breaking your swords in half.
Because I'm jumping her in the back and killing her.
But someone has tried that.
Slash somebody else.
True. But somebody has tried that several times and they got sliced across the chest.
If 88 kind of jump on her, then somebody gonna take a L. So I don't need to be person number 32 to jump on her. I could be person number 6 and she could be out of here. Like, why are we waiting?
That's true. I guess.
I mean, E, and Detroit's defense, I get it. She's seeing it from a realistic standpoint. Like, in real life, it wouldn't happen like this. I get it.
Exactly. And that's what tends to happen in these ninja movies is like, oh, I'm mad at you and I'm going to fight you. And we're going to go to the dojo and we're going to do this and we're going to. And it's like, no, if I'm mad at you and I hate you, I'm just going to fight you.
Kenny G says, I'll assume you never watched Big Trouble in Little China. I'm probably sure she has not.
I did not watch Big Trouble in Little China. I don't consider it a ninja movie, but I did watch Golden Child. But it was as like classic, a young adult. And the only reason why I watched it was because somebody tried to tell me I reminded them of someone in the movie. And then they kept doing the knife, please, like that whole part where he kept spinning the thing.
I want the knife.
Please, that part. Yes. They kept doing that part. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm trying to figure out what's happening here. And I have no recollection of what you're doing. So I rewatched the movie like in my like early 20s. So that's a movie that like, if it comes on, I don't rush to change the channel, but I don't think I ever, yeah. I remember the cover of Big Trouble in Little China, but I never watched the movie. But also, Rob, I think you've missed the whole fact that it's the Geek Corner has decided. I also hate Wesley Snipes in action movies.
What?
listen, condensed version, right? So she has never seen any of the Blade movies, right? However,
wait a minute. What is happening? What's going on? What?
So the bad part is this was not anything that I had ever realized. Like, I never thought about it, processed it. I watched the Wesley Snipes movies that I watched. It came up that I had never seen the first two Blade movies. And although I love Marvel, and I've seen, like, the old Hulk movies, I saw not the original Fantastic Four that with the trailer, with the trash trailer, but, like, the first one with dude from the commish. Like, I watched that version of Fantastic Four. Like, I'm not afraid of, like, older Marvel movies, but I never, ever, ever watched Blade or the second one. And so it was like, why did you not watch the Blade movies? Like, what was that about? And somehow that turned into a whole, like, well, did you see Passenger 57? Well, did you see this? Did you see that? And it became this whole, like, oh, so you hate Wesley Snipes? And I was like, no, because I've seen White Man Can't Jump. I've seen Jungle Fever. I've seen Tu Wong Fu. I've even seen him in Dolomite recently. And I was like, he was hilarious. Like, it was a stupid movie, but he was hilarious in Dolomite.
And Coming to America. Yes, you've seen that.
Throw Coming to America away.
He was in it.
And you know, he was. And I watched it, but throw it away. So it was clearly established that I am just anti Wesley Snipes in action movies. I have only seen him in Money Train.
So your beef isn't with Wesley, it's just him in action movies.
And right? It's funny because it's never been a conscientious thing. It's just none of the action movies that he's done, I've not seen any of them. And part of me, and I'll have to look this up, I am really curious now, like since it got brought up, and I've been meaning to look at this. I want to see how many movies, I want to know, just is it a cultural thing? Where for me, action movies and action movie heroes have just tended to be white.
Yes, and he was.
And so I wonder if it's just because it was hard for me to believe him when every other action movie hero was white.
Ah, I kind of catch that. But Wesley Snipes was the black action hero.
But that's to me, it just was never. It always came off corny and unbelievable.
But aren't old 90s white action movies are unbelievable? You know,
to me, like seeing Bruce Willis, like you see Bruce Willis in Die Hard, and then you see him in Die Hard 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, then it's just like, oh, okay, like I can believe this character. Seeing Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, like you just believe his character.
Yes.
So for the most part, those people just played the same role repeatedly for decades. But he was playing this like very, like he was always like these different people, and it was never like, and so the variations, if he had picked one action movie that he was going to do and he just kept doing that over and over, like Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon, maybe it would have been easier for me to believe at some point to buy into it. Oh, and I also like him in Major League.
Never leave home without it.
Willie Mays Hayes.
So you've never seen Demolition Man?
Nope.
So here's the thing.
Nope.
Here's the thing here. So. That's
a great movie.
But I've seen like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall though.
Well, okay. Well, with that said, how do you feel about Eddie Murphy then? Beverly Hills Cop.
And 48
Beverly
Hours.
Beverly Hills Cop, he is, and 48 Hours in both. I feel like although he's like a cop or a bad guy with a gun, he still is more the comic relief than he's the straight man. So I still feels like Eddie Murphy just with a gun.
So, okay. All right. Okay. So I understand Bruce Willis in Die Hard, because with that character, he wasn't as over the top as Stallone or Schwarzenegger in any of their movies. So he's supposed to be a more grounded guy in Die Hard and Die Hard 2. You know, I don't really acknowledge the other Die Hards, because those really, the first two I really only watch like that. So when you got Mel Gibson, that's a more grounded, you know, action star. But when you're talking about Stallone and Schwarzenegger, they will blow all your shit up. Yeah. Like, but, you know, whether it's Rambo, Cobra.
Oh, never watch Rambo.
See? So that's over the top. That's not Bruce Willis-ish. So, when you got Wesley Snipes, Snipes is a very accomplished martial artist. He always has been. So, but he has range.
But also, back up, what was one of the types of movie genres that I said I never liked?
Yeah. Action. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never into like karate and ninja stuff. So when you tell me he's a martial artist, I'm immediately checking out.
So wait a minute. So here's the thing here. He's gonna cancel.
Just understand that I also haven't seen like any Bruce Lee movie.
So here's.
Okay. Well. Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna put a pin in that. So, to negate all that what you said about Wesley, you're gonna watch the new Blade movie that's coming out, but I said I would watch
the new Blade movie. Yes, I did.
And not gonna watch the Blade 1 or 2, which the new Blade movie will encompass martial arts and ninja shit.
But also, let me clarify exactly why it's easier for me to believe. Because again, I said that since y'all have brought it up to me, I realize that it's hard for me to believe a black man, especially Wesley Snipes, when I've seen him in all these other roles. He was, you know, the husband and the romantic lead in Jungle Fever. Mm-hmm. He's been a comedian, like he's played all these other things. So for you to suddenly convince me that he's action, it just wasn't, there was a distance. Gotcha. Mahershala Ali has always just done dramatic roles.
Correct.
Everything he's done, like he hasn't done comedy, period. Everything he's done has been dramatic. Mm-hmm. And so when you kind of turn this like gangster serious character into, you know, a vampire-ish superhero, then it's still along the dramatic line. So it doesn't feel like such a pivot for me to see him doing that.
Yeah. This Blade is not dramatic by any means of imagination. It is
I'm saying it's not a comedy. Like he's never been the comedian. He's never been the comic relief. He's never been the jokester in anything that I've seen him in. Everything he's been in, he's been the straight guy. He's very serious. He's very intense. Like, so for me to believe him in another like intense, serious role, it fits to me. But for me, my first movies of watching Wesley Snipes was Jungle Fever, where the big crux was he had this beautiful black wife and still decided he was gonna sleep with this white Italian woman and ruin his family. And seeing him in White Man Can't Jump, where he was arguing with
Woody Harrelson.
Yes, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
So like, to me, if those are my first thoughts of you as a character, and then to see him in like Tu Wong Fu, it's like you've been, you know, either the romantic guy or the funny guy.
Yes. He also been somewhat the funny guy.
That you're the serious guy?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the first film I seen him in was New Jack City.
Oh, again.
And he was a straight man.
Never saw it though.
Yep. Moving on. So we're going to jump into...
moving on. Every time you guys want to delve into the things that I haven't watched, it gets very stressful for everybody but me. Because I also have never seen the first 3 Star Wars movies.
Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on. It's what I'm learning.
It's fine because I'd love and appreciate the fact that at some point I confused you and overwhelmed you so much that you just went silent.
He was processing all of this.
He was like, I don't, like, what's happening here? What's happening here?
I'm processing. He was right. I was processing everything. You know,
I am glancing, like, who has DVDs anymore, but I am glancing at, like, some of my DVDs that are sitting in front of me, and I have the 30 for 30 season one box set. I have Pinocchio, Beauty and the Beast, Moonlight, Selma, and what is this? Black Panther and Bad Boys.
See, I got older DVDs.
Alpha Mike says, never seen Rambo, then how can you enjoy Gremlins 2 when Gizmo mimics Rambo? Alpha Mike, I don't know.
Was the assumption that I had seen Gremlins 2?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Moving on, Alpha Mike. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Is this a whole nother can of
worms? We got you.
So many worms, man. So many cans haven't opened.
Because I also just looked back and saw what he said about actors and playing multiple roles. But the thing about playing multiple roles is I have to believe you in it.
Yeah.
Right.
If I don't believe you in it, then I'm just watching you. So, for instance, Michael B. Jordan is Michael B. Jordan in every movie to me. He can't act. He can do the moves. He can read the lines. But Michael B. Jordan is Michael B. Jordan in every movie.
Yeah.
But to me, Chadwick Boseman epitomized Jackie Robinson so well in 42 that to me, Chadwick Boseman was Jackie Robinson in Marshall, and he was Jackie Robinson in Get On Up. Because he had done such a great job of convincing me that he was Jackie Robinson in the first thing I saw him in, I had to remind myself he was not just Jackie Robinson now.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, one of my favorite films with Chadwick Boseman is 21 Bridges.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's my jam. 21 Bridges is my jam.
Like, but he's such a great actor that once I suspended the fact that he wasn't actually Jackie Robinson, then anything that he was in, it was just believable. Like, he sold me on everything. The Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Yep. Totally. Makes sense. Black Panther. Like, everything else that he ever did, I was sold. Because he was, like, he was a thespian. Like, he was great at it.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan is the same dude in every movie.
These are the facts here. These are the facts.
Without Remorse, Just Mercy, and Creed. He's the same dude in a different outfit.
Yeah. I feel that. And I know what movie he is not, or series he is not in, and that is Loki. He is not in Loki.
Thank God. But Owen Wilson is. So that's
Owen Wilson is.
And Alpha Mike wants to do an entire list of movies I haven't seen, and I think it would be a shorter list if we did movies that I have seen.
No, that way you say you have seen.
Oh, I have seen. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have seen. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Anyway,
Loki. I'm very excited about Loki, but you know this.
Yes.
I am confused, though, about Loki.
So am I. Thanos Rick, do you know about why we are confused?
Probably the same reason why I'm confused as well.
What's the reason why you're confused?
I have no idea who those people are in the trailers. Wherever the hell he is, I don't know. I don't know what's happening in the trailers. Like, he's just in these random places with random people, and I don't really know what's going on. So that's so my confusion.
So you were confused from a WTF standpoint.
Yeah.
It's just who, what, when, where, why, like, what's happening?
Well, I mean, listen, Marvel is trying to introduce all these new things and new people. I get it, but I guess that trailer, it was a short trailer, but it was so much that hit me. I'm like, well, who's this? Who's that? Where is he? What's going on there? What's that in his hand? Who are these people? Who is he fighting? What's he saying? What does he mean? Why do I see Owen Wilson? Why is he in here? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Who the hell is Owen Wilson?
Why is Owen Wilson in it? And what's he doing? And when is he leaving?
That's my confusion.
Okay. So the brief synopsis is that Loki is officially stepping out of his brother's shadow, and that he is going to be explained on like the time travel element and the time variance, which is something that's been touched upon in previous movies and things about there being a time variance, but there's never been a deep dive. So this is about, this is Loki after Endgame, where he has escaped the custody with the Tesseract, and that allows him to interfere with human history by his own means of time travel. So Loki is going to potentially break reality and vanish when he vanishes during the Endgame. And they basically, the time variance authority wants to restore what Loki messed up by time traveling. And so that is essentially what the series is about, is that Loki's going to get in trouble for breaking the time variance.
Yeah.
I can live without it.
So, in retrospect, basically, you remember in Endgame where the Tesseract dropped in front of Loki's feet because Hulk was mad and it caused a ruckus and he disappeared. And that was one of those questions that we had at the end of Endgame when it first came out, like, where the hell Loki went? So this is basically answering that question. But using that Tesseract, he messed up. He went somewhere else and messed up the time feed. Or he might be in another universe, because you already know we diving into the multiverse anyway. So it's basically part of phase four.
Yes.
Of the MCU. So what he's doing, so he's going to end up being a hero in a way, even though Thor's Loki died in front of him. There may be a point where Loki meets Thor again at some point down the line. I'm not sure when, but this is the point where you can keep loving the character of Loki and him actually still end up being somewhat of a good guy.
Okay. So how do you two feel about this?
I'm cool with it, except for the premiere day.
So I am excited about it because what I learned after we were like starting the beginning of phase three, and I suddenly was like, well, I haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I backed up and watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I was like, oh crap, this show served a purpose and it bridged a lot of gaps that I missed because I didn't watch it. So ever since then, I have been pro watching the shows in between the movies because they give you a lot of the small details. I think WandaVision has showed us that, Falcon and the Winter Soldier has showed us that. And I think that Loki is going to do the same, that if you don't watch these series, then sure, you'll enjoy the movie, but there's going to be more information that you'll have when the movies start to roll out that you'll get it. Like, it'll just click a lot, the storylines will click a lot better. So I'm excited for Loki. I also just, like, I like the lovable villain character that he plays. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy it. I'm excited about it, but like he mentioned, my gripe is that according to what I've been able to find online, Disney Plus, all of their new content, it has been for months at least, has all been coming out on Fridays. And Disney Plus has decided to set Loki apart. They are going to have Loki be released on a Wednesday instead of a Friday. And it makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, that's what's confusing the shit out of me, man, is that why are you doing this midweek? Yeah, why are you doing this on Wednesday and not Friday like normal people? But this is Disney and they can do whatever the heck they want to, because we're gonna still watch it anyway,
right?
And they know this.
They know we're gonna still watch it.
Yeah,
we're just gonna be mad.
Yeah, we're gonna be mad, but we're gonna be mad watching it.
They ain't gonna fix it.
No, they won't. They won't. They would do no such thing. Master 3278 says Disney trying to get us to watch on a different day because they already mastered Fridays.
Yeah, I think that what they're trying to do, and they said, "Oh, we don't want it to get lost in the shuffle." I don't think that's what it is. I think that what was happening was that other content and other releases were not getting watched and weren't getting the time of day. Like, people weren't tuning into them. They were watching WandaVision, they were watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then they weren't watching any of the other new stuff that was being released.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they're trying to deliberately say, let's put Loki on a different day so that y'all will tune in on Wednesday and watch that, and then you'll tune in on Friday and watch the other stuff. Like, E, you still haven't watched Mighty Ducks.
No, I have not.
And Mighty Ducks drops on Fridays. So I've been watching Mighty Ducks and I've been enjoying it. It's cute. But I just watch it, for me, while I'm on Disney Plus, I go ahead and watch the Marvel show, and then right after that, then I watch Mighty Ducks. But some people are going to watch the one 45-minute show and then be off Disney Plus.
I mean, I don't know what they expect. I mean, Marvel is the hottest thing right now. So, mm-hmm. I don't know what people expect. I mean, can you blame people for not really? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But to your point with Mighty Ducks, you know, Detroit, I saw the first episode and I was like, nah, I'm not feeling it. These little kids and their issues is like, it's, I don't know.
It's a lot.
I don't know, because see, with me, Detroit, I have an issue when they try to bring back older franchises, older properties, and try to modernize it. I have an issue with that, because maybe it's just me viewing it from my 90s mind as a kid when I was in the 90s. It doesn't work for me. Like, that's how I felt with Girl Meets World, when they brought back all the older characters, and I was like, I didn't care about the new characters. I didn't. I really didn't. I care about the older characters.
Yeah, me neither. I just wanted to see what happened to the older characters, which they sprinkled that in there as far as who was where and how, what happened with who and everything else. So they did sprinkle that. But I did all that on YouTube. That's how I did all the catch up.
But see, I watched, which I realized a lot of people did not, but I watched, what's the one with Zach Morris? And Dustin Diamond, because they're about to do the whole
Saved by the Bell on
Yes Peacock. That's it. Yeah. Yes, I've watched the Saved by the Bell reboot, and there's a lot of people that were like, nope, not gonna watch it, don't care, don't want to see it. And I was like, I watched it and I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah. I mean, I just think if they didn't have the new characters in there, I think more people would watch it. Because I don't think, you know, like me, I don't think people care about the new characters. That's what I personally think.
Yeah.
At least not those from our generation or older. They may not care about
the new people. But for me, the issue becomes, I don't, like, the thing that I would not have liked is if Saved by the Bell, the reboot, was really just watching all of these people be adults. Because when they kept trying to do the spinoffs and do Saved by the Bell College and Saved by the Bell Resort and all these other little Saved by the Bells, I was like, really? Can we just leave them in high school and let them graduate and be done? So watching an entire series of them as adults, like watching 8 episodes of that, like I never would have.
You know what always pisses me off? Is that whenever I watch Boy Meets World and I see Angela and Sean, yeah, not end up being together, that pisses me off. She moved away. I was like, Sean can never win. Son of a bitch. And I was mad. Like, you know, Corey and Tabanga, they made it. You know,
but Gary left. That's my point. You don't care about those new kids in the show. You care about the... That's my point. You don't care.
I really didn't. Give me Mr. Feeny. Give me Corey, Topanga, Angela, Sean, Eric. That's it. Maybe me.
And I don't. Oh, and then Kenny was asking if anybody's been watching Young Rock. I really like Young Rock.
I have not.
It's pretty good. It's pretty fun.
I like it. But I also, strangely enough, feel like one season is enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's cute. And I like to see, because The Rock has a very interesting story. With the fact that, you know, his dad was a pro wrestler, his grandfather was a pro wrestler, you know, his grandmother was the first female promoter of pro wrestling, and for him to, you know, decide, I'm gonna play football and not wrestle, but then still end up back in wrestling, like, his story is interesting. So to see these moments where you see like, oh, Macho Man Randy Savage and, you know, all of these people were just like regular parts of his life growing up.
Yeah.
It's cool seeing him being at the University of Miami and like him like portraying like meeting Luke for the first time or being teammates with Ray Lewis and Warren Sapp. Like, those moments are cool and they should be like, quote unquote, archived some way. But I feel like there's not enough material for a season two.
It is enough material for a season two and three. Here's why I say that.
I don't want to see it though.
Here's why I say that. The reason why I say that is because during the popularity of The Rock when he was in WWE, like the Elf, whenever it was the Attitude era, he did a book. It was him and Mankind. They did a book. I don't think they did it at the same time, but it's around the same time period. But I read his book from front to back, and I read it about three times at least. What he's saying in that book, I mean, in the first season, is pretty much a few chapters in that book. Like, as far as him meeting Ron Sapp, Ray Lewis, Macho Man Randy Savage being around his life, his granddad, his grandmother, you know, the travels and stuff like that. You know, they still got to touch on how he met Dani, you know, his wife, well, his ex-wife now. They have to touch on that. They have to touch on him meeting Pat Patterson, how he started in the wrestling business. They have to start on, you know, when his famous feuds with Stone Cold Steve Austin and what happened after the match. That there's so much intricate stories in there, because what's he's giving you on NBC is, I want to say, a watered down version, but they give you a more family friendly version of what was in the book. Because in the book,
they have to.
It's pulling no punches. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of the key things I remember out of that book is when he got in a fight with a bully, and his dad went with him to school to fight this bully, and his dad just sat there and watched him fight. He said, "Oh, you want to tell my kid this ain't nothing? This ain't about to happen." And then when he fight his kid,
school, but they had a moment like that. It was just on the beach.
It was on the beach. Not with his dad around. It was just him and his dad.
So he got a little kickboard or whatever, went to the beach, was talking to some other random kid, and he was like, oh, such and such wants to fight you. The kid takes his board and he ends up having to like run home. When he gets home, his dad discovers like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, oh, this kid tried to beat me up. His dad takes him back to the beach and like basically is like encouraging him to fight, but they end up like rectifying it before there needs to actually be a fight. But But there was a very similar situation that's already been featured. But I think that's why I feel like there's only so deep that they can go, is because it's family friendly. It's on ABC. Kenan is terrible, though. Kenan comes on right after the rest. It's terrible. It's awful.
Look, that's bad placement. I think that's bad placement in a show, because
throw it away.
The Rock is probably like the highest paid actor, if not one of the highest paid actors. Mm-hmm. So to have his own sitcom, to have his own series, to follow that up, you know, maybe they should have flipped it. Maybe they should have put Kenan first and then Young Rock. Maybe that would have happened, but not follow it. You know what I'm saying? Those two premieres. Like, oh, maybe on another day. Because whatever follows Young Rock, the Young Rock is going to overshadow it, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that they may have a part to play and why people don't receive Kenan as well, because it's different. It's a different style of comedy from Young Rock to Kenan. It's different. So, it is what it is. But moving on.
Maxwell said it sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah. Nah, Kenan sucks. So, the Solo Hulk movie, because you gave me that article. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm excited about it because I have high hopes for it.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, don't be Ang Lee's Hulk, because I'm crying.
So, for everyone. So, apparently, Marvel is in the process of actively developing a solo Hulk movie. We haven't seen a solo Hulk movie since 2008's Incredible Hulk, which basically everyone hated. So, they're supposedly going to try this again. We're also supposed to get the She-Hulk series that's going to come out on Disney Plus.
Can't wait for that.
As a part of this whole Phase 4 rollout. So I guess there's possible talk of, are we going to get the Red Hulk in this upcoming movie is what I mean. In this upcoming solo movie, that's part of the discussion. Is Mark Ruffalo going to come back? So those are some of the outstanding questions. But yeah, they are looking to actively. So I see you're asking the question: does Universal still own the rights? So from what I've heard, rumors are that over the last, I guess, few months or so, Marvel has managed to sort out the messy rights issue with Universal. So,
yep.
Marvel will be able to do this without strings attached, as long as that's all worked out. They may also get the distribution rights to the previous Hulk movies.
All I want is to not be Ang Lee's Hulk, which that's still, you know what, that bothers me a little bit, and I don't want to keep on the subject. You said you watched the original Hulk, but yet you won't watch Blade, that terrible ass movie. You watched that terrible ass.
I thought it was gonna be better.
We all did, Detroit.
You can't blame me. I thought it was gonna be better.
Everybody did. We were all tricked. We was all flim-flam, bamboozled. It was hornswoggled, if you will. It's crazy.
Tell us how you really feel. Jesus.
That movie is trash. It's a terrible ass. However, it is not the most terrible superhero movie of all time. It is not. Marvel came a long way, people. A long way. This MCU... This thing came a long way. Blade was a catalyst in that. However, before Blade, they had some Spider-Man movies, Doctor Strange, they had Captain America, they had Fantastic Four. Jesus Christ, if you want to gouge out your eyes with a spoon, go ahead and watch those old ones. Even watch the trailer. See what happens. We came a long way, man. We came a long way. That's ridiculous. The original one, like the original one, Rick Rob, Thanos Rick. I don't know you're still on, but yeah, the original one. We talking 93 or 90? Yeah.
Trash, man. It was trash.
Yes.
It was.
You know what? I'm going to share it with the group. I'll share it with the group later.
Why?
Please don't.
Don't.
You're going to suffer just like I did.
No.
You will ruin our credibility and our reputation.
I feel like there'll be a mass exodus from the group if you do that.
Matter of fact, someone posted that before. It was like, this is how far we come. Somebody actually posted that.
And you're going to try to bring it back?
Everybody got a good laugh off of it. And collectively trashed the movie. Now, speaking of movies, one of the last things we're going to talk about. So, shout out to the Geek Corner. Yeah, so
y'all made me watch a movie I would have never watched.
The Geek, right? So the Geek Corner spoken. And we listened because I have asked, I was like, because usually we was having movie nights originally on Fridays or Saturday, depends on what the deal is. But the attendance was, you know, kind of low. So I asked the Geek Corner, we did. Is it the day or what would be a better day? And like, well, what about midweek? What about Wednesday or Thursday? So we listened and we actually moved the movie date, which we watched Sidekicks with Chuck Norris this past Wednesday. And I will say it was a very successful movie night. We had a good bit in attendance watching the movie. We shared some laughs during the movie and everything else. It was great. It was a good time. And yes, Detroit Blue is correct. She ended up watching a movie that she wouldn't normally watch alone.
No. I never would have watched that movie. But I'm really excited about the next movie.
Uh-huh. So you got nothing to say about Sidekicks?
No, I have nothing to say. Because even when I responded, because Walt said that the movie was a terrible... good family movie or something, and I repeated it, and then I got fussed at.
I missed where he said it's a wholesome terrible movie. That's what he said.
Yes. And so when I reiterated the fact that, yes, it was wholesome and terrible, then I was the only one that got in trouble.
Man, I missed it. That was my bad. That was my bad. You know what? That is actually a perfect description. Honestly, that is a perfect description of a movie
that
like that.
Awful. It's
a wholesome, terrible movie. Yeah. It is. But I'll watch it again, damn it.
No, I won't. Ever.
I would. Because,
I mean, look. You know, listen, Detroit, when the movie came out years ago, we weren't saying this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we wasn't.
Detroit, that was the best we had. So, you know.
So we appreciated what we had.
Cut us some slack. You know, just a little bit of slack.
Mm-hmm. Nope, y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better.
It's the best we had.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you really go back, like, look at, because the next movie is on the 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yay!
That is it. That Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And I will be enjoying the soundtracks and the dance movements and everything else. Jumping logs, high foots. It's crazy. Crazy. Now, to say Ninja Turtles, the original, used weapons. Okay, just like what Rick said. He said, this is what we got, and we enjoyed it for everything what it was. We didn't even notice that they wasn't using weapons in the second one.
Right.
You know, we just like the fact that they was in the club whooping ass and dancing to Vanilla Ice.
That's the best.
I mean,
but that's actually what makes me sad about the fact that movie night is for TMNT 3, not 2, because I totally want to do Ninja Rap.
Yeah, hey, don't think I want to, you know what? Don't think I want to get on camera. And all right, you know what?
Ninja rap. Ninja rap. Like, why are you saying that so hard, sir?
You got to put it out there. You got to put. Hey man, Raphael broke it down. He broke it down, cuz. Like, you like, hey man. Hey, Raphael was the OG for that one. He was the pimp for that one. But
he's
hey,
my favorite.
TMNT 3 is coming out. Now, mind you, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and 1 is on the wheel. So it can still happen. It can still land on 2 and 1.
What else is on the wheel? What else is on the wheel?
You know what you're going to make. You're going to make me pull it up here.
I want to
know
what else is on the wheel. I want to know too, E. I want to know too.
You want to know what you want to know what's on the wheel. I want to.
I'm being petty because I want to know what's on the wheel because I want him to say it.
Oh, okay. So on the wheel we have Face Off, we have Sword of the Stranger, we have Outrage, we have Jay and Silent Bob reboot, we have Con Air, we have Macross Plus, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Revenge of the Nerds, Deadpool, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Zatoichi, Batman 1989, Doctor Strange, Ghostbusters 2, TMNT, the first one, Batman Returns, Back to the Future 3, Hamilton, Vision of Escalfone, Ghostbusters, Howl's Moving Castle, Back to the Future, the first one, Police Story with Jackie Chan, Us, Serenity, Rumble in the Bronx, Back to the Future 2, Surf Ninjas, yes, Surf Ninjas, Street Fighter, the animated movie, Police Academy, Purple Rain, holy crap, woo! Purple Rain is on here, Angels in the Outfield, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
You should ask Street Fighter, the original live movie.
Hell yeah, and that's, I'm glad you say that, because I'm going to do that too. Yep. And Mortal Kombat, forgot about that. Original Mortal Kombat.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Jesus, I hope we never fall on that. I hope we never.
Alexander Hamilton.
Why are you this way? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing it? Yeah, so we got a whole slew of movies now.
I needed you to say it.
Hello. Y'all petty on this show. You guys
every day, Thanos. Every freaking day.
We wake up and we choose violence.
I know.
Oh,
and it makes
God.
Me happy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to add some more movies too. Demon Slayer, Mugen Train. I'm going to add that as well because some of us have not seen it. Some of us have.
Adam's Family.
Yes. And Adam's Family Values. Both of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, y'all getting there. No, okay.
I feel like you just want to add more so that you can bump Hamilton down the list.
You know what?
We can add more movies if you want. We can do that.
I added Addams Family, Addams Family Values, and Demolition Man. I added those. Oh, yeah. You know what? And speaking of Wesley Snipes, Blade. There we go.
Oh, Double Impact. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ah, you are correct. I can't wait to spin the wheel on the 19th. It's going to be good stuff.
I'm busy on those nights.
Oh, on a Wednesday. You got to organize your closet again for the fifth time.
I got to go to Bible study.
Whoa, okay.
Yep. Dispute it if you want to. Go on.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
You going to question it? You going to question it?
He won't. He won't do it. Amen.
How you going to gang up on me on my own show? What type of shit is this?
The bad part is, he was on your side because he added movies that he knows that I'm never going to watch. But then he was on my side to be like, yep, but she's also going to skip it.
I mean, once you mention Bible study, I'm like, you know what? Okay. You want to go that route? Okay.
All right. Yeah, don't make me move it to Thursday since Wednesday is your Bible study.
Then I got to go to choir practice.
You ain't going to choir practice. That is on Saturdays, ma'am. Choir practice is on Saturdays. The day before Sunday.
Says who?
Usually on a Friday or Saturday.
What choir director only has rehearsal one day a week?
And you know why? And you know why you're not going to? Look, if I see you along on Zoom with our mutual friends, I swear to God. I'm like, ma'am, aren't you supposed to be at choir practice?
How? But how are you going to see me if you are on the movie night? Are you skipping movie night?
Because I have a cell phone and I have a laptop.
I can do both. Movie night. I see you skipping movie night.
I can't skip movie night. I'm the one doing the movie itself.
Then who's to say that I can't be at a choir practice with my phone logged in to the Zoom?
To the Zoom. Oh, so we ain't gonna hear you. Okay, we ain't gonna hear you sing. All right, just wait.
We don't hear the OG sing.
Yes, actually, we have.
We've heard the OG sing, but when the OG has to do performances, has to record performances, do we hear the OG?
Master, say, what choir is she in? The Church of Foolishness?
Maxwell 3278, I'm in the same church that the shirtless deacon Kenny used to be in.
Oh man!
When y'all used to do Bible study,
Kenny G says, "Don't pull me into this. I'm not part of this.
I'm a part of that same church that y'all was a part of. Y'all was going on a different day because y'all had men's Bible study.
This is hilarity. This is hilarity, man.
Throwing all the tea.
All of it. A whole gallon.
Kenny G done ran.
I'm out. I'm a slide. I'm a slide. So, we had a very successful movie night. And yes, on the 19th, we are doing
in the bush.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And we're also going to be spinning the wheel as well. So we're definitely going to be checking that out, see what the next two movies are going to be. And a little light, we do have a caller. And it seems that it is Maxwell 3278. You on the line. What's going on?
Hey, yo. First of all, happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, brother.
Happy Friday.
Second of all, I have sat here for the past hour and listened to Detroit Blues slander everything that men happen to like and love. I just don't know how to feel about this.
Are you gonna cry? You need me to hand you a handkerchief?
No, I'm not in my light skin feelings right now.
But you are light skin,
and you are too. That's why I'm so surprised right now. Like
I'm a thug.
Oh, here we go.
A thug.
And it begins.
Where? First of all, you cannot be a Duke basketball fan and a Thug at the same time.
Yes, hey, at the same time. At Duke, the same time. Yes, I love Duke.
Duke, Duke has never produced a play. The worst thing that has ever happened to a Duke player was Jason Williams crashing his motorcycle.
Wow. Yeah.
They've never gone to jail. They've never been charged with any crime. Like, if you said, like, UCLA or, I don't know, even Alabama.
You know why? Because Duke players know how to pay off the right people.
Go Blue Devils.
Come on now. The only way they got Al Capone was on tax evasion. You got to know the right people.
And I just can't sit here and listen.
This is way before Wesley Snipes.
You have
like then they was going tax evasion. You know what? Never mind.
you have sat here and slandered one of the greatest low budget films of all time. Shout out to Barry Gordy. The mm-hmm. Last Dragon is a cinematic classic.
It was awful. It was bad.
What is wrong with you?
It's bad.
This is not true.
No, it's true.
Hymack is a legend.
If you watch The Last Dragon as an adult without the nostalgia, you'd feel differently. I promise you.
Shownuff is one of the greatest villains ever to grace the silver screen. What is your problem this morning?
Converses. Mm-mm. Kiss him.
That's ridiculous because I feel like he did not have on Converses any other time in the entire movie except for when he said kiss my Converse.
Yeah, so it's a shameless plug.
Wore his black truck.
He didn't wear them when he got his ass beat at the end.
Damn.
I think Bruce Leroy knocked him out of his shoes though.
Sounds like he should have wore something else besides his Converse, huh?
Mm-mm. Wow, man, it's wild.
Hey, even players fuck up, man. It happens.
Yeah.
Right. And when they do, there's no room for oops, my bad. No. You still gonna get this slander, player.
Don't you?
I never watched The Notebook. You tried it. That was really cute.
Oh, The Notebook. That's a trash movie, by the way.
That was really cute.
I would never watch that
movie. One of your favorite movies is Fever Pitch. I forgot.
I like Fever Pitch. I also like most sports movies.
It's not that bad, though. Major League is probably one of my favorite movies, though.
I love
Fever Pitch.
League.
Is not that bad.
You tried it, but it's a sports movie, too. It just has a goofy rom-com love story in the midst of a sports movie.
Man, give me a
I literally Googled Carl Yastrzemski after it.
Like I said, give me Bull Durham over Fever Pitch.
And I told you, Bull Durham seems
a legend.
Super dry compared to.
Yep.
And I worked in professional baseball around the same time that Fever Pitch came out. So I related.
Mad scientist, Michael Jackson, man, because she got to go.
No.
We will not have you bring it down our Friday like this.
You going to cry in the car, huh?
Today is Lemon Pepper Friday, and you are trying to rain all over our parade. I don't like it.
You
Lemon
gonna
Pepper.
It. Don't like it. You gonna cry?
Shout out to Korean's Ransom. I'm sure you got some concoction that we can drink today because I'm gonna need it after dealing with Detroit.
You gonna cry? I'm pretty sure you gonna cry.
And Rob,
you gonna
man,
cry while you watch Brokeback Mountain? Is that what's gonna happen?
Addition to the show.
We gonna do a funeral for your City Boy Summer
Detroit,
that
gotta,
got canceled.
You gotta get out of here. You gotta relax, man.
We gotta do a repass. Is that's what the lemon pepper wings are for? It's for the repass for your City Boy Summer.
Oh,
no, lemon pepper wings just make me happy any day.
City but Boy Summer
Friday.
His City Boy Summer is canceled, and he's a little upset about it.
Horrorism.
I really am. I had all these grandiose plans. I was gonna be out in these streets.
And then he met a cute like girl, and she's ruining it.
I know.
Good gosh, we even got another caller here. We got another call. Oh, never mind. It went away.
I love how Thanos are saying this is getting spicy.
It's getting spicy.
It's getting spicy
on a Friday, bro.
That's what happens. That's what happens on a Friday. Did we have another caller? What happened?
We did. We did. It sounded like it was going to be Queen's Ransom. It looked like, but I think maybe she did it by mistake.
Oh, come on, Queens Ransom. Let's talk about his ruined City Boy summer. Let's talk
now,
we'll discuss this later.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Hey, we got another goal here. And
see?
Before I go, man, hey, shout out to Rob, man. You're a great addition to the show. We got to get Detroit out of here because she likes it.
What up, though?
What up, though?
No, and I'm not here to give you a hard time, Max, so you can chill. I believe my name was mentioned in relation to some drinks. So you know I called in.
Because she got a recipe for you.
Because I got a recipe for you. Do you want it or not?
Let's get it.
Uh-oh. So you know the main ingredient is what?
Jack Daniel.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you. Jack mixed with some tea, lemonade, and fresh ginger is delicious. Let's talk about it.
That sounds like some Detroiter made. Wait a minute now.
So you can get you some fresh ginger juice is what you can do. Yeah, and you can mix it with your tea and lemonade and add your Jack. It's delicious.
But Queen's Ransom, like,
I think Thanos Rick has had this before, and he's in full agreement.
In our barbecue group chat, we're going to put somebody to bring the ginger. I thought you was,
hold on.
I need
are you
drunk?
Are you,
quick!
Are you kidding me?
It will.
I got it will. Totally fresh ginger beer made.
Yeah,
that's because you make Wayne Brady look like you make Brian Dumble look like Malcolm X.
Nothing, Wayne Brady.
Like you freaking fake vegan.
So
amazing.
So Detroit's gonna say so. I make Brian Dumble look like Malcolm X, huh, motherfucker?
You already know. I'm gonna threaten them offline. It's fine. So Jack Daniel's hot tea or iced tea?
Iced tea.
Okay.
Show Mr. Erskine.
Sweet tea or unsweet?
I use sweet tea with lemonade, and I add the ginger because you know that ginger is gonna add a bite.
Yes.
And for the down south listeners, that's Milo's tea. Don't get nothing other than Milo's. It's gonna suck.
Anybody that drink unsweetened tea are demons. Okay. So
for real, man. That's what we're doing because I drink unsweetened tea and you know that.
Ma'am, when I was there, I was drinking sweet tea. I don't know. Maybe you just did it for me. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I never realized that.
Maybe. I'ma let y'all go. I've called in and I've done my job. I'm out.
Yes, you have. Queen's yes, Ransom, queen. I got to holla at you. I got a gift for my little homie.
Bet. He'll love it.
I'm sure.
I don't know how to hang up, though, so somebody hang me up.
She's like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck here forever. I'm stuck.
Nah, it's like the Godfather. You can't get out. Keep pulling you back in.
I figured it out. Love y'all.
She's like, nope. Enough stuff. Tapped it.
She said, I'll figure this out.
She tapped enough buttons and figured it out.
Yeah.
You have really. Oh, and I want to send a special thank you to Detroit's Ransom because you. I mean,
Detroit's Detroit Ransom? Because, just.
Yeah. It's both of y'all's fault, really. Y'all have gotten me into some stuff I can't get out of. Talk about this later.
Have we? Okay. That is so exciting.
Yes. You especially did. We'll talk about this later.
Yes. As soon as the show is over.
So,
talk about this later.
Why am I doing the whole Bobby Brown dance in the mirror? Lord, help me.
And, Detroit Blue, we haven't gotten a top 10 video games or anything from you lately. What have you been doing?
We're going to do a retro next week.
Yes, we will. We will do a retro next week for Thursday. Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. Well, wait a minute.
Thought we were finished?
Yeah, so I have to check my time.
Do we need to do one earlier in the week?
Yeah, I'll be catching some flights here. So
That's fine.
Yeah.
Catching flights and feelings.
Do you guys talk about sneakers and stuff in here?
Not yet. We have not.
We have because I've talked about the anytime that it's something like when Adidas did the Star Wars release, Reebok did the Buzz Lightyears. Like every once in a while, if it relates to, you know, geek corner things, then we still talk about sneakers. We don't just be talking about the sneakers app and random J1s is coming out.
First of all, you sound really judgy right now.
Because I knew where you was going to go with it. I knew exactly where you were going.
Second of all, that's not where I was going. I just say you should do a top 10 collaboration. Yeah, like you just said, Star Wars and whoever and SpongeBob and whatever shoe you bought that you won't wear because you want to sell them one day.
The pair of shoes that I bought that I want to sell one day are the Spy versus Spies, and there's only 40 pair that exist.
See, you should do a top 10 about all those. See, that's where I was going.
And it's got Morse code on them.
And I definitely want to talk about the sneakers app because they suck. And Nike, if you're listening, yes, your app sucks. anyway.
Now,
Michael Jackson.
So, Max, I will say, though, because I know you just met Thanos Rick. So Thanos Rick is also a wrestling fan in his own right as well. Yes. So he's the OG. He's the OG co-host of mine way back in 2017. Oh, no.
Long time ago.
And he's the bro. He's the bro. He's definitely the bro.
I'd have to get his thoughts on what the what he thinks about the current state of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks. Max.
I was like, did he leave us? Where'd he go? And no, he just came back and was like, nope, it's awful. Throw it away.
I tend to agree with him. So there you go.
Very interesting convo.
I mean, I like Roman and I like Bianca Belair. Thank God she finally got that title. I know we got some haters out there who wish she didn't win it, but screw them. My personal thoughts on that. But you know, it is what it is.
So if you guys get time, please watch the newest Dark Side of the Ring. It's about Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sad, but it's good.
They're all sad.
Not all of them were sad.
Listen, Max, after that Owen Hart one, I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do it no more, man.
I can't keep crying like this.
The most entertaining one probably was the UWF one because it was a lot of drugs
that
in there.
That was hilarious. A lot of drugs, a lot of lies.
I'm like, that's a nice looking belt. I want it.
Three of my favorite things. Drugs, lies, and tax evasion.
And I'm still
before Wesley Snipes, tax evasion.
I'm still pissed about Montreal. That still pisses me off to this day. And that happened years ago, but it still pisses me off, Max.
I'm not as pissed once I heard the real story. Like, dude, you gotta drop the belt. Like, you're going to the competitor. You think I'm gonna let you keep my belt another day?
No.
And you're about to go to the competitor.
But see, you aren't listening. You aren't listening. You wanted Bret Hart to drop his title in Canada, where he's from, in front of his mama and his daddy and his family.
True. Your mom and dad ain't never saw you lose before.
Nope, bro. He is a Canadian hero. You want me to lose my title in front of my mama, my daddy, and my
I'm picking with you. I agree with you, but I mean. It's like you stuck, though. You got to do something because, yeah, you're not going to do a Medusa and take my belt on TV with these and drop it in the trash.
And you know what? I think that would really made Vince make that decision because he saw Medusa took the WWE women's title over to Nitro and threw it in the trash. He like, no, we can't have our title
right.
Do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So he had to make an executive decision. Now, way back when, I was thoroughly pissed. Like what Rob was saying, like, this is not the way this was supposed to happen or whatever the case may be. And then now that I look back in on it, like there was wrong on both ends, honestly, but you know, on Brett's standpoint for that state of wrestling, you know, you got a 50-50 chance on if Brett was going to do it. You don't never know for sure if Brett was going to take that title over or not, because that's sort of speculation because he had a guaranteed contract for X amount of millions of dollars. Then they took it back.
He told you. He's like, look, I don't mind dropping the belt, but I need Sean to acknowledge me like I acknowledge him. Brett said this. He's like, look, just have Sean play ball, and I'll drop the belt.
Hell, what did Undertaker say? Well, Vince, have him drop the belt to me. I'll lose to Shawn. Boom. All's well that ends well. What did Brett do wrong, E? Max, what did he do wrong?
Nothing, really.
And on top of that, you want me to lose my world title in Canada in front of my mama and my daddy and all my fans?
Now, FYI, this ain't the first time a champ lost in front of their mama, papa, family. Like, and horribly. Big E did it. Big E did it at WrestleMania, matter of fact, because he dropped the Intercontinental title to I forgot his name.
But E, this is in Canada.
Apollo Crews. I'm sorry.
This is in Canada. This is Canada, bro. It ain't Atlanta. It ain't Orlando. It's Canada.
True. Then you got I got you.
Sean out here. Sean is rubbing his nose with the flag, wiping his ass with the flag. I'm like, come on, Sean, really? 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 Really?
And you know what? You know what?
Sean was kind of doing too much.
And you know what? That that's a good like evening episode at some point for later on this month. If we get the time to do it, like me and you and Max, I talk about the Montreal Screwjob and see where we at with that situation. Now, again, on the 19th, we will have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 at 8 p.m. on Wednesday via Zoom. You got to be there. We had a great movie night this past Wednesday with Sidekicks, and we're definitely going to be spinning the wheel on the 19th to determine what's the next two movies we actually going to watch with a few new additions as well. Now, also, the new magazine is out right now. And shout out to Andres Bertolini. He was the one who actually put out the front cover, which has the new Captain America on the front cover, as I cover Captain America and the Winter Soldier, as well as Nathan Rivers' final article on pro wrestling and the art of a heel, as well as Detroit Blues article, as well as Brittany Savannah's article. And you do have word finds, and you do have other information in there as well, as far as manga reviews, anime.
What about our Ghost Rider?
Oh yeah, our Ghost Rider will be writing in. We'll be writing for the June issue for the Orange Phoenix magazine, the wrestling column. So just keep in mind that's coming out.
Shout out to the Ghost Rider.
And you're trying to figure out how to access the magazine, right? Go to www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. Subscribe for only $5 a month. You are guaranteed to get the magazine every single month. Every month. Guaranteed. Also, we'll be Twitch streaming tonight. Just follow our Twitch stream channel, twitch.tv/Orange Phoenix TV. We had a very successful Twitch stream channel a few days ago, and we're going kicking it back old school once again. We're going to go to the Dreamcast days. All right? So,
yeah, I thought you were going to say Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, see, I don't have Tecmo Bowl yet. But maybe later.
It's not on the Raspberry Pi?
Nah, but see, I am streaming on my laptop, so I would not have that. But it's coming. But I'm definitely going to the Dreamcast game days. We got Power Stone. We got Capcom versus SNK2. We got Marvel's Capcom 2. I actually streamed that on Tuesday night. So if you missed it, go ahead and check out our Twitch stream channel. Feel free to actually follow that channel as well. The more follows, the more views, the better. And also, do not forget to join our Facebook community page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. That's how you get to access the movie nights. That's how you get to access those. Just type in Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. You are able to jump into that. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Because you can click on the link tree. You can click on all those things. You can access all those. Am I missing anything, Detroit Blues? Right now, there's no sales for TeePublic. But when there are sales, I will be posting it everywhere.
That was literally the only thing I was going to mention. Is that, are there any sales coming up? So as soon as we do know, then those will go up.
Yep. All day. So, shout out to the listeners out there. Shout out to Troy Blue, Thanos Rick, Maxwell 3278, Queens Ransom. Love you, darling. So, till next time. See you at 7
Jack
p.m.
Daniels,
tonight.
Tea, lemonade, and fresh ginger.
Booyah. Straight.
Get it popping.
Get it popping. Till next time.
Wait, watch Star Wars, Detroit.
No. If you get me a hoodie, I'll watch a Star Wars movie.
We'll talk about it. All right, y'all. We out.
We out. We out.
I'm faded at the rocks, you guys will leave me alone. Shawty looking